Nolte, NY Times editor's note explaining its Hamas hospital hoax is a troll. By John Nolte on October 23, 2023. The far-left New York Times trolled the world Monday with a shrug. An oops, and the admission the disgraced outlet spread the Gaza hospital hoax because it relied too heavily on claims by Hamas. It's worth noting that even though there is no doubt a Hamas-affiliated terrorist group launched the rocket in question, the disgraced Times is still not admitting that fact. What's more, according to numerous reports, the hospital wasn't even hit. The errant explosive landed in the parking lot. The available images appear to show that it was barely even grazed, aside from broken glass and shrapnel. This is a troll from the New York Times. Nothing more, nothing less. The Times's initial accounts attributed the claim of Israeli responsibility to Palestinian officials and noted that the Israeli military said it was investigating the blast. However, the early versions of the coverage and the prominence it received in a headline, news alert and social media channels relied too heavily on claims by Hamas and did not make clear that those claims could not immediately be verified. The report left readers with an incorrect impression about what was known and how credible the account was. The closing paragraph below is really something. You would think you were reading a blog run by Mental Defects launched last month, not a 172-year-old newspaper that's covered a few dozen wars. Given the sensitive nature of the news during a widening conflict, and the prominent promotion it received, Times editors should have taken more care with the initial presentation and been more explicit about what information could be verified. Newsroom leaders continued to examine procedures around the biggest breaking news events, including for the use of the largest headlines in the digital report, to determine what additional safeguards may be warranted. Ardar. No one told us not to listen to the terrorists, George. How are we supposed to know not to listen to the terrorist, George? Can we look at the rabbits now, George? Can we? Can we? The disgraced Times believed Hamas for one reason. The Times and its depraved staff of anti-Semites wanted to believe Hamas. Period. The Times knew this was a lie, how could it not? And ran with it to gin up hate against the Jews, spread violence, and gin up violence throughout the Middle East against Jews and Westerners. Why? Because the Times politically and monetarily profits from both. I laid this out last week. No one with an IQ over 50 is gullible or stupid enough to fall for something that comes from the mouth of Hamas, of godless terrorists who less than 2 weeks ago committed the cold-blooded slaughter of nearly 1,500 innocent Israeli civilians. No one in the corporate media, and I do mean no one, believed the same people who, less than 2 weeks ago, shot the heads off of babies, executed a massacre at a peace festival, raped women, desecrated corpses, and killed parents in front of their young children. And now the Times is asking us to believe, oops. This is a troll. A troll is the only explanation. The Times got caught red-handed playing propagandist and decided to respond with a troll disguised as an editorial note that boils down to one word, oops. Oops, we believed Hamas. And now they're all sitting in the newsroom chuckling away, hey, I told the rubes oops, ha 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 ha. No matter how vile you believe the corporate media to be, they are worse. What these evil people are capable of does at least answer a question that has perplexed decent people for 70 years. How could something like the Holocaust be allowed to happen? Now we know. Watch, media repeat Hamas propaganda on hospital blast. Israel shows evidence terrorist rocket responsible. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.